Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast, brought to you today by Fast Signs International. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and today we'll discuss creating a strategy and then a plan to communicate with your audience using signs and graphics. Today we're joined by Mark Lynn, the owner of four Fast Sign centers in the Dallas metro area. Join us as we explore the lessons Mark has learned about strategic and project planning. His centers have helped thousands of businesses with their signs and graphics. So let's listen as he shares what makes the difference between having a strategy and a tactical plan versus doing this without a plan at all. Mark, it's great to have you here in the studio for this podcast. Let me first ask you, why does a company need to start with a strategy for identifying and then developing their signs and graphics?
Chuck, thank you for having me on today's podcast.
Sure.
It's a real pleasure for me to be here today. But to answer your question, we think it's extremely important for a client to identify and develop their signage needs with a strategy behind that. The strategy is extremely important. And for us as signage professionals, we need to understand really what the client needs in their signage, if they need it to portray their image, if they need that to communicate or to sell for them. And so we think it's also important to understand their brand positioning that they want their sign to portray for them. Additionally, we want to see what the budgets are for the customer and for the client and understand, you know, discuss the different materials necessary.
How do you determine what their needs are and what they're trying to accomplish through this process?
Sure. That's done with a series of questions that we like to ask and as early as possible in the project and understanding what the project is. And, you know, a lot of those needs are based on or understanding the use of the sign, understanding the length of time the sign would be needed, understanding the image and the audience that would be viewing that sign. We also need to understand the environment, and those are factors that if it's an interior sign versus an exterior sign, a lot of factors are involved there. But also, too, a point that we like to understand early on with our dialogue with the client is the budget for that particular project. We feel that's a very important part for us to offer the right solutions that fit within their budget.
Sure, and I would imagine there's a myriad of solutions that exist. Is there a way that you kind of approach that with the customer? You said first you got to determine the budget. Is there, I mean, I would imagine there's 20 million different ways to make the same sign, right? I mean, there's different recipes involved. Tell me more about that process.
Sure, absolutely. Once we understand some of the needs and how the sign is to be used, we can at that point go back because, to your point, there are various ways that we could provide a sign. And what we want to do once we understand the budget is to maximize what the customer receives for value from working with us. And again, we can offer various things, but looking at the products, we can offer product samples with our clients. We will go through a process of matching colors and those type of things. Those are all elements of it that we want to make sure we're meeting the customer's expectations.
Well, you mentioned before that you would need to kind of see their environment. I would also guess maybe to experience their culture and just kind of see what they're all about to even maybe make a suggestion as to what type of sign they would even, you know, fit. Right? In their area?
Absolutely. You bring up, Chuck, a very important point. And many of the projects, once we see the scope of the projects, there is no substitute for us making an on-site signage survey on their property to understand, you know, really what they want to portray. And you bring up culture as well. Culture is an important part of us for us to better understand what they want to portray, and that can vary based on the type of client they are. It could be a car dealership, it could be hotels, it mm-hmm. could be a country club, or even a daycare. And so the various cultures in those environments are things that, with the right signage solutions, can enhance that culture and even support it.
Whether it's a more modern take or something a little less modern, I'm sure you're taking all those factors into play, right?
Absolutely, and one that comes to mind that there can be a lot of variance in the environment and the culture is the decor of various restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so in cases that like that, we want to make sure we're offering the right style of sign, if you will, not only things that support their brand integrity, but the styles of the colors, the matchings, and of the colors that will fit in their existing decor. And
sure.
Again, we want to support what the customer already has existing in their environment there in culture.
You're almost kind of like, I would liken you to like an interior designer for a house, right? I mean, everything's custom. Everything is custom made. And so you're able to kind of start fresh and give them some insight as to what they could be using, the type of materials, all, you know, just like in a house, right? What kind of flooring do you want? What kind of wall coverings? And I mean, is that...
That's a great analogy, Chuck. As far as a designer, there's a lot of design aspect that goes with that. And there's really a full series of questions for us to best understand what the customers and our clients have in mind for the end product. And because there are so many things that variables that we've got to provide the right things by asking the questions, and that there are so many things that we can ask and understand that and to develop the project that they want correctly.
Hence the reason why it's so important to create a strategy to begin with, because there's so many different things going on.
Absolutely,
right?
It's and the earlier in the process with that, the better off we are. Understanding and that exchange of information.
And so the next step is that project planning. Why do you think the project planning part is so important? After you've developed a strategy, then that?
Project, we think it's extremely important for the project planning. We've had situations where the project initially would the planning process was done internally with our clients. And I think as they go through that process, they did see the need to invite a visual communications professional at some point. And typically it's pretty quick into that, because there are so many things that just someone that's not in the industry to have that additional professional input, that's where we come in and add value to that project by offering the solutions and options that they can consider that will fit that environment.
So what elements are included in the project plan? And once you're at that step, what's included in that?
Well, based on the size of the project, there are several elements, and we like to think that each project has a life cycle. And based on the complexity of that, there are several elements in that cycle with that. And what we like to look at is everything from the proofing process to the adhering to the brand integrity of our organization that we're working with, the process of going on site, that's very critical. Take the measurements, take the photos. We do a lot of Photoshop work to try our best to portray what the finished product is, send that in a photo to our customer before we ever start the project. So if we can kind of manage the expectations, make the modifications that they may request from us during that phase of it, it's a lot more efficient later down with the project.
Makes sense to me. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Mark. So you mentioned earlier that one of the most important things that you need to get from a customer in this whole, you know, beginning process and the strategy and the project planning is understanding what their budget is. But have you ever encountered, I guess the question is, do you find that most people even know what their budget is to begin with? I mean, is that something that is hard to kind of get from them to better understand what types of signs and graphics they're going to need?
You know, and for many, that can be an awkward question to ask our client, but it is vital to understand what is their budget. Typically, they know their budget, but they frequently don't know what they can get for that budget.
Yeah, like what does the signs even cost, right? They don't even have that idea.
You're right. There frequently can be a lot of misperception on the value of signs. Fortunately, a lot of people may think they cost more than what they actually do. Mm-hmm. On the opposite end of that, they may underestimate the true cost of signs, and there can be, that's our job is also to kind of explain and elaborate the true value. But a lot of that is critical in the process, and we like thinking that the customer receives more value than what they actually pay.
Sure.
That's our job.
Right. And I guess it depends, too, as to, you know, how long they're going to need the sign for, where it's going to be, all those different types of questions that you would, I guess, ask on the front end to really determine what their solution is going to be, and that will dictate really what the cost.
Those are significant impacts on the cost of sign. Is understanding we wouldn't want to sell a permanent sign on a temporary need.
Right.
Those are all things that through that consultation process that we can understand that. We don't want to oversell on a project, or would we want to not offer the right solution for something that where it's a long-term need.
Right.
So those are all very critical areas. Number one, of getting of providing the right sign to our client. But number two, they are budget sensitive as well.
And now I'm sure because of the vast experience that you've had in the sign industry, how long has this been?
It's been 19 years.
Wow. Okay. So I'm sure you've got some stories to share, like as to when maybe a project planning process has kind of gone off the rails a little bit and you were able to help the customer kind of get back on track. Can you share that with us?
I can, but first of all, I think we're reflecting on my age a little
bit.
19
sorry.
Years in the industry, but we'll be cautious with that.
It sounds like you started when you were a toddler.
That sounds good. Let's run with that. But no, I'll be glad to share with you. We've had instances where where our clients really, I think they may have underestimated the complexity of a project that they were taking on. And soon we were able to discover situations like that, either our clients reaching us or we had some awareness and come in and really where maybe the projects was going awry in some cases, but early in the process, and bring them back on track in terms of offering some solutions perhaps that were not considered, really keeping them inside their budget. Again, once we're communicating that budget issue, and to offer some things that really they may perhaps didn't have the resources internally. And again, it's for us to be a resource provider. That's where we add the value in a case like that.
And now tell me about a time where a project plan helped make that project successful.
We've had some situations, and we like to think practically all of our projects are successful. And again, if we do make a mistake, we want to recognize that early on and make those corrections to where everyone is pleased at the end of it. We have a number of projects that, and it's multiple ones ongoing at any given time with our four locations. And really what it is, it's the awareness. But one thing to see that we have a successful project is a lot of communication internally for my staff, and that's done on three times a week in a work start meeting. And those are the types of things that we like to communicate to make sure a project is on track, on time, staying within budget, and that we're doing the right things on our end that meets the customer's needs.
So I always end my podcasts with asking the special guest, what's the main takeaway here for the listening audience? Is there something that you really want to make sure that folks remember coming away from listening to this podcast?
Great question. And the one thing that I would leave going forward here is the amount of communication that's necessary for the client and for us as visual communications experts, the amount of communication necessary to meet the expectations for the project. And again, that goes back to the use of the sign, the budget for the sign, the audience for the sign, what's the purpose of the sign. And so that communication cannot be substituted. So that would be the big takeaway. We like to place a lot of emphasis on that.
Sure. Well, Mark, I really appreciate your time with us and sharing your insights and expertise with today's topic in creating a strategy and a plan to communicate to audiences using signs and graphics. So thank you very much.
Well, Chuck, thank you. It was a pleasure being here, and thank you so much for your time.
And thanks to our audience for joining us today as we've just wrapped up another episode of the B2B Visual Digest brought to you by Fast Signs International. I'm Chuck Kaler. Tune in next time for our next exciting and informative episode in our podcast series.